Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tiana Lawrence is our guest. Tiana has become one of the great members of our Brain Trust over the last several years. She's the author of Blockchain for Dummies. Folks, if you want to know about blockchain, you want to understand it in plain English, even I can understand it when I read her book, then you know if I can understand it, you can. So that's the reason I recommend it to you, Blockchain for Dummies by Tiana Lawrence. Tiana, thanks again for being here. We set in the previous segment, we sort of set the table in of the landscape, the current landscape for cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin. And now there's something going on with the Bitcoin halving. Process is going on, which is part of the maturation process of Bitcoin, the evolution of Bitcoin. I want you to talk to us about that. And also, I indicated, and as we went to the break, that the sovereign governments are going to get involved and make sure that cryptocurrency doesn't get out of hand and erode the power of their sovereign currency. So give us a report on that, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So the two main things that I've seen coming out lately that are really going to affect cryptocurrencies that shows direct action from governments, for most of the time they sort of like left it alone to see what would happen. So one thing is I like to remember it calling it FATF, it's the FATFS new regulation that wants to identify. So when you send a Bitcoin from one address to another, you don't know who's on the other end of that address, the identity of that person. But the governments would like to be able to say, okay, Bob is sending Jane Bitcoin and have both parties identified. So that's what that regulation's about.
So currently, and this is a difference. I think this is important to point out, Tiana. This is the difference between your digital money. So the money you have in the bank is digital money. It's because it can be converted into something you can hold in your hand. It's just digital money. But if you want to send money to PayPal or to Amazon or to Susie's beauty shop or whatever, our restaurant, if you want to do that through your digital money, it goes through the banking system, and the government, they may not know how much, you may not today know how much is in your bank account, but if you move money around, they can track that. Cryptocurrency, they can't track that, and that makes them nervous, doesn't it?
I think so. There's a lot of that regulations around anti-money laundering and anti-terrorism activities. How do they control the flow of that? So the G20 has just proposed that they have pretty strict rules around that kind of regulation. And then there's one other thing that just came out with the new budget for the U.S., that the Trump administration put forward, that it might seem innocuous, but he would like to move the Secret Service from the Department of Homeland Security, living under that, to move it back underneath the Treasury.
Which is where it was since its inception.
Correct.
Prior to Homeland Security.
Right. Yes. I think after 9/11, they moved everything under Homeland Security as a way to sort of like facilitate the flow of information. But what this will do will give the Treasury teeth to then prosecute specific things like cybercrime and targeting cryptocurrency crimes. Mm-hmm. So those are the two main things that I'm seeing that are happening that will really shift how the landscape is regulated and prosecuted.
What about the Fed creating their own cryptocurrency?
You know, I know that there's certain like experiments, a lot of different governments have been playing with digital fiat, which is basically just, I mean, we almost live in that sort of system anyway, mm-hmm. but using like a single system to clear and settle all of the transactions.
Right.
And I think, you know, there's still lots of experiments with that.
But and isn't that isn't part of that proposal going to compete with banks who are doing that now? I mean, isn't that the controversy?
Yeah, absolutely. Because under those sort of systems, instead of the process that the banks are doing, it would all just be facilitated by software and
right.
artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't need banks to facilitate those transactions, and it would remove a lot of the.
And this is where the blockchain technology, the open source technology, is. It's what you just described is the eliminating of intermediaries. And this is where blockchain
exactly.
becomes the enemy of a bank and a government, to some aspects of the government, which is what they're worried about, isn't it?
I think so. When people can make independent transactions, you know, it makes it a lot harder to do taxation. It makes it harder to control things like money laundering,
mm-hmm.
all of that sort of stuff. So I'm, yeah.
Well, and especially, and the thing that I've been talking about, the story I've been weaving, is what if the big three, Google, Amazon, and Facebook, create a cryptocurrency together that they all use cross-platform? That's a huge ecosystem, global ecosystem, that could undermine lots of sovereign currencies, especially the dollar. I think they're worried about that. We're going to hold on to that thought, folks, when we come back. We're going to get Tiana to continue to educate us on this. Folks, I'm not going to apologize if this is a little over your head. You're just going to need to suck it up and learn about this. This is part of your world right now, whether you know it or not. You've got to understand this. It's the reason why we're talking to somebody like Tiana Lawrence. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.